Welcome to the Friday, January 20th, 2012 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am recording from Houston, Texas. Well, yesterday I told you about a report in New York Times about the gang behind Coup Phase and how they're pretty much sort of living a public life, even though they're well identified as the criminals behind this piece of malware. Turns out that the report did have some effect. The command and control server that was used to actually reveal most of the data presented in this report and prior reports over the last couple of months has gone offline, according to a Facebook researcher. However, that's kind of a mixed blessing. It doesn't necessarily know that the Coup Phase gang stopped its bad deeds. Just really means more that they made it somewhat harder to track them. So while it's not clear whether this was a success or not, in another more evidently successful story, Vladimir Zorodevin, a Russian national who is held responsible for a number of credit card frauds and other malware activity, has been arrested in Switzerland and has been extradited to the US, where he's going to stand trial for some of the charges brought against. And while we're talking about international concerns, over the last couple of years, there has been some concern about crossing the US border and possibly having your electronic equipment seized for search. Now, the Electronic Frontier Foundation has published a little guide telling you essentially what can and cannot happen at a border, how to behave yourself and how to protect yourself if you should be subject to a search like that. Have only skimmed over the report, but a couple of suggestions they're making is, for example, to travel with an essentially wiped laptop and then download the content once you arrive at the destination, or use an encrypted laptop but mail a hardware device that contains, for example, the encryption password separately from the laptop ahead. And McAfee's SaaS Total Protection Suite has a patch coming for two vulnerabilities. The one is an ActiveX problem that would allow an attacker to execute code. The second one apparently has actually been abused more. It turns machines that are running this software into open relays, so they can be used to either bounce off email or, according to some reports, they can be used as open HTTP proxies. According to McAfee, a patch should be out by now. I haven't seen it yet as I'm recording this, but possible that I missed it because I don't have that product and have not necessarily access to the respective download sites. The open relay is listening on port 6515. We have had actually a couple of reports about scan attempts against this particular port. The shield data doesn't show a huge increase, but it does show an increase in the number of sources that are scanning for this port. So apparently there appears to be some interest in it. And the U.S. Department of Justice today initiated a shutdown of the popular download site megauploads.com, alleging that it was used in piracy, and in parts the operators of the site were supporting that activity. So they were indicted as a part of this investigation. Now, as a result, Anonymous started a denial of service attack against the Department of Justice and a number of other websites. Right now, the Department of Justice website is still down. Other websites, like for example the FBI's website, which was also on the hit list in the Anonymous announcement, doesn't really appear to be affected by this. And well, this is it for today and for this week. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.